And keep the phone on the floor because it makes the mics buzz.
Why don't you go fuck yourself?
Make me a deal and make it good for me. I won't get full of myself, I can't afford to be. This is small town music, this is big town music. He's ahead of his time, you know, but he can't use it. If only he could prove it. Well, tomorrow's just a song away, a song away, a song away.
Hey everybody, welcome to Rock Solid, the comedy podcast for all things music, both new and classic. I'm Pat Francis.
And I'm Mike Siegel.
And today, Mike, we're going to talk about Rolling Stone's top 20 most annoying songs.
What defines annoying? I mean, it's like, it's certainly in the eye of the beholder, but...
Off the top of your head, what's an annoying song to you?
I mean, we could go into, like, I found some old albums I showed you today. I mean, there's little things like, there's novelty albums, like Monster Mash or something, and I'm not even including that one, but right. There are a lot of those that, The Streak would be something like that.
The Streak's pretty annoying.
But, I mean, I don't even know what's on this list, so I haven't seen the list at all, so I'm listening to this cold.
Yep.
Did what they pick, are they, like, serious, like, big bands that real? I mean...
There's a lot of hits on here.
Okay, so these are like chart hits.
Yeah, these are well-known songs, and Rolling Stone deems them annoying.
Okay, a lot of things are very of their time, so I'm sure there's a lot of stuff on there that didn't age well.
Do you think We Built This City, do you think that's annoying?
I just think it's a bad song. Annoying? No, I don't know. Something that's really repetitive or...
Yeah, it's tricky to think of an annoying song.
Yeah. So, annoying.
And I don't even know if these songs are annoying. Like,
see, when you said annoying, I thought, for some reason, I thought when you asked me to do it, it was like, oh, it's the worst songs, which is a different list, probably.
Yeah.
Annoying is weird.
And the reason I picked you, because I assume that I'm your most annoying friend.
Yes. But you're on the list for sure. You're on Rolling Stone's most annoying
people. Yeah, it's a great list to be on. Who else is on your most annoying people list?
Ooh, boy, that's a tough one.
Valeriano? With his constant maybes? Or his constant, yes, I'll be there.
You're not.
You're not going to be there. I'm a maybe. I'm a hard no. It's like, what? So you just got back from the eye doctor. You gave me the rundown. And
it's not a fun topic, but...
You're not blind in that eye, but the vision is not, it's blurry.
It's not blurry anymore since the cataract surgery went so well.
It's clear.
And distorted.
It's clear and distorted.
Yeah. It's, it was kind of a kick in the gut, actually, a couple weeks ago, because the cataract surgery worked, and I thought that would straighten everything out, right. And it didn't. It cleared it up. They cleaned the window, but it's still a little funhouse mirror kind of thing, and I'm worried that might be... forever. So, yeah.
So it's like,
not what you want to hear.
It's bittersweet because you're not blind in that eye, but you don't have 20/20
vision. It's not what it was.
Right.
And I never thought it wouldn't be what it was.
Right. Hi, Pilar.
Hi, Pilar.
Hello.
Where are you going?
Work.
Work?
Boo.
Boo.
Boo, work. You don't want to talk about the most annoying songs? This is work.
Yeah. Damn straight it is. Also, we're probably going to have a visit from Christy Stratton, who's in the Fonzie apartment right now.
I'm very excited. I haven't seen her since our Christmas episode.
Wow.
Where I rattled on drunkenly for hours.
I haven't even talked. We haven't even talked about that.
Oh, my God.
You kept denying that you were drunk until you listened to the episode, and then you texted me something like,
oh, my God, shut up.
Yeah.
Tell that guy to shut up. Cut him off.
It was so funny. The dynamic was you just kept just directing everything right to Christy. And Murray and I just kept looking at each other and laughing. And we're like, you know, we would just say, he's fucking smashed.
Empty stomach. That's what it was. Empty stomach.
Empty stomach.
I blame that for my eye.
Drink, drink, drink.
If I'd have known that was my last full sight week, I guess maybe I did do it right. Who knows?
Was that your last full sight week when you were?
No. What happened was I took 3 weeks on that ship.
Mm-hmm.
And it proved to be 1 week too many. Because I think... Like any surgery or emergency, the quicker you get it, the better your recovery will be.
So your eye was starting to get bad on the boat, and you're just like, what's going on?
Yeah. And if I had been on land, I probably would have seen somebody quicker, and they probably would have said, we need to do something now.
Yeah.
And I could have gotten it probably a week earlier. And I bring that up to the doctor, and he's like, well, we don't know for sure if that could, but yeah, I mean, I don't know how much of that is them making me feel good.
But that's a game that you're going to play in your head.
Yeah, forever. Know,
forever.
Forever, but, I will. So,
it,
I mean.
It might not have done anything.
But the timing. I mean, I couldn't believe, I was home for, you know me, I've been gone for 6 months of most years.
Yeah.
I'm home for 2 years. Nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing. Then I finally, you know.
You probably couldn't have got into a hospital during those 2 years.
Well, I mean, even when I went to one, when I got back, it was still, I mean, we were in the depths of the, was it Omicron wave or something? Yeah. I mean, they still had me sitting outside. It was 8 hours in the emergency room, sitting outside under heat lamps, you know, because
crazy.
There was no beds because it was all like COVID people and it was bad. So, I mean, yeah, I don't know, but.
Well, obviously, hopefully over time, it's just going to, your brain's going to adjust or something's going to click and all of a sudden it'll gradually get better.
Or I'll stop obsessively thinking about it and accept it. I don't know. People have things much worse, but it was just, yeah, I've had better years is basically what I'm saying. But, you know.
Well, I mean, you still have one good eye.
Yeah. Knock on.
Like, whatever. Would you rather lose an arm or have your eye like this?
Well, that's not.
I'm just trying
an
to.
An arm?
Yeah.
Well, I'll take this.
All right.
But
what about a leg or that eye? I'm just going to name a bunch of things.
I know.
That's what I mean.
No, but the fear is that the same thing could easily happen to the other one. And if it does and it's like this.
Yeah, but you can't sit around thinking that it's going to happen to the other one.
Well, no,
either.
But I mean, I'm going to try to take preventative steps if there are.
Right.
You know, so that's what I'm. That's the next step, I guess.
And what are the preventative steps?
They can basically laser. I have this thing called lattice degeneration, which is basically little cracks and holes. Okay. And so if they seal those up pre, you know, basically paper the cracks or spackle, basically.
And that's a simple surgery that nothing can go wrong with.
I hope so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
And you know, when you're messing with a good eye now, that I'm really tentative.
Well,
you know,
yeah, that is a little nerve wracking.
That's scary.
And when would you be able to schedule that?
Well, I'm going to see the guy when I get back. I'm going to be gone for 2 weeks, and then I'll see him when I get back, and we'll ask around. I'm also going to get a second opinion.
What if I brought my old CD player up here and we use the laser from that?
Yeah,
and I do it right
fire
now.
Fire it up, man.
We do it right
now.
Well, look, I don't wish anything on anyone, and I'm sorry that this is happening to you.
Well, thank
but
you.
But then I look at your face and your full head of nice hair, and I'm like, you know what? He was due for something.
Yeah, it had to be something. I didn't, you know, I thought my knee would go first, you know?
Knee over the eye, that's easy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd rather have a knee replacement. Our friend Chip has a hip.
Yep.
Hip replacement he's dealing with.
Yeah, that kind of wear and tear I expect. I mean, yeah. And I'm using reading glasses. I mean, that kind of stuff. A slow degrading I was expecting, but like overnight, like, wow.
Did looking at too much porn cause this to happen?
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, probably. Jerking off, I think that's the...
that makes you go, yeah.
Yeah, it
blind
makes
you go
blind.
You do it half as much as someone else, so it's just one eye went back.
Right.
I'm going to turn that air conditioner off because I can hear it.
You can hear it?
I can hear it. You can hear it.
See, my ears are going. I couldn't hear it.
Oh, no.
Well, I don't know. Turn it off. Let me see if I can hear it.
Didn't turn off yet. We'll turn it off in a second. There.
Oh, yeah. Okay, now I... But if you had never mentioned it, people wouldn't have noticed.
I don't know, because I could hear it. So if we start to sweat, I'll turn it back on.
Okay,
right. Certainly, I'm not going to keep it.
Yeah, it's summer in Woodland Hills. How hot could it get?
What is
108?
It's
actually cooler outside than I thought it would.
I've already got my 10,000 steps in. I went out when it was nice.
Good for you.
Got them in. This is my 150th day in a row.
Wow.
I know. First 2 weeks, I tell people it was like I was like I don't think I'm going to be able to do this, and then like the third week, I'm like, oh yeah, this isn't bad, and now. It's a piece of cake.
At your pace, how long does 10,000 steps take? 2 hours?
Not even. I bet an hour and 30.
Yeah, that's about
I walk pretty
for
fast.
Me too.
I walk pretty fast. Like if Pilar and I walk, she's always like, what's the hurry?
Yeah,
and I'm like,
she's got tiny little legs too, trying to keep up with you.
And I want to get it done. That's my thing. But I find if I call someone on the phone and talk while I'm doing it, my God, it flies by.
Yeah. Do you listen to like podcasts and books on tape?
Well, I do that album.
Books on tape. I'm 90.
I do that.
Audiobooks.
I have a Walkman. I put a cassette in there. I have I do that album a day, so I load up my albums for the week in my iPod, and then I'll listen to one while I walk.
Okay, but those are usually like 45 minutes, right?
Yeah, so it might play, you know, might play around twice, or I'll jump ahead. So, look, I'm not gonna lie, sometimes my Monday and Tuesday album might all be listened to on Monday.
Yeah, you pop in a 40-year-old boy, listen to that for 3 hours.
How I could walk like I would get 40,000 steps by the end of that podcast. If you just walked until Mike's podcast was over, you'd be worn out.
I listened to a couple audio books on for some autobiographies. I just listened to the Rob Lowe one.
How's that?
Stories I Only Tell My Friends. It's great. Great stories.
I don't know why this guy gets a pass. He had sex with underage girls.
He talks about it.
I know he talks about it. I think
because he knew.
Yeah, he's good looking, so he gets a pass. Like, he doesn't get canceled. No one thinks a thing
he
about
it. He didn't get a pass then. I mean,
yeah, but his career has bounced back pretty strong.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I'm just, I don't know. I always try to figure out why he gets a pass. Everyone knows about it, but everyone's like, oh, Rob's so nice.
I think probably because, I mean, it's different than, say, Louis C.K. or something.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't her boss.
Yeah.
I mean, if we're going to go through all the people who slept with underage girls in your record collection here.
I agree with you. I agree.
You know,
I know. You're not wrong.
Those main groupies in the 70s were like 15.
It's
the big
unbelievable.
Ones.
Especially
Sable Starr and what was her name out here?
Yeah. Rita's 17 and I would be out with a hammer.
Yeah.
Bashing guys in the balls.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Nugent. Traveling around with a girl on her bus who was 15 and her parents gave her to him.
What? Parents signed away.
Yeah.
Hey, have sex with my kid.
Take her on tour.
Yeah.
Here's my daughter.
Have fun.
Yeah.
Ugh. Animals caught her.
Animals. But I listened to the Mel Brooks one, which is good. And he reads it himself.
Which has got to be
great.
I mean,
it's, you know, he's much older, but I mean, it's, you know, he's 90s.
He's 2,000. He's 2,000 years old.
He's literally a 2,000 year old man.
And what podcast do you listen to? Do you listen to podcasts still?
You know, I still listen to yours.
I know you listen to this one. I get a charge out of that because no one else does, but you still do.
Yeah, I do.
Do you find it entertaining still?
Yes. Some of them.
Can you believe that? I'm entertaining? I'm not entertaining in person when we're just hanging out.
Some of them, I mean, there's a lot of the bonus ones. I mean,
yes, I get it.
They can be.
Yeah.
I like to hear from, like, the listeners is great.
Yeah.
You got great listeners.
I do have great listeners.
Yeah, I mean, they have to pay to, though, right? The Patreon to get on the show?
Yeah, that's a Patreon thing, but it's just $2 a month, 50 cents a week.
I can't swing it.
Oh, those people. Nah, not worth it. Not worth it. Podcasts are free.
Yeah, it's one $6 latte. Yeah. Totally worth it.
I know. Literally, what is it? $12 a year.
Well, we will learn that from comedy clubs. Once you start giving it away for free.
Yeah, you get
getting people to pay. Once they get something for free.
They don't want to pay.
They don't want to pay.
I know.
They don't want to pay. So
they don't like, they're like, yeah, podcasts are free. I'm like, yeah, but all the work that goes into it isn't free. It's a lot of work. And then equipment goes bad and all. I'm not complaining, but I'm complaining a little bit.
So, no, what we're doing now, is this a bonus episode or is this a
regular? This is a legit episode.
Oh, wow. Well, then we should pick it up.
Okay. And I'm going to say, when one of the classic lineup, like you or Christy.
The classic lineup.
It's obviously going to be a real episode. not that the other ones aren't real. It's just not a bonus. It's a legit episode. So, okay, let's get started. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm just going to, like, you don't know what these songs are. What do you need, a coaster?
Do I need a coaster for this?
I don't think you do. I'll give you a coaster. You like The Who.
Oh, we got The Who. Yeah. Who's next? That's a good one.
Yeah, and they were peeing on that album.
Yeah.
I don't know about that album cover.
Right?
I never really think about it too much, but yeah, they're peeing on
gave that a pass back in 71.
Yeah, who's next? Who's next to pee?
Yeah, they're piss lines all over on a big rock.
And you know that Moon really peed.
Absolutely.
All that's real pee. That someone didn't come over and like squirt that down with a water bottle.
I know, we never sit there and examine and just like, what did they not choose? You know, what?
Like who came to them and said, do you guys have an album title? Yeah, who's next? Okay, we're going to take you out. And there's like this big brick. I don't even know what it's supposed to be.
Hear me out. It's this big monolith in the middle of a field.
Yeah, why don't they just go pee on Stonehenge? And you guys are going to be peeing. It's going to be who's next?
Okay, it'd be more interesting with them not in it. just that bare blank. It's very kind of like 2001, A Space Odyssey. You know, just big monolith in the middle of nothing.
I never really thought about that album cover too much, but I'm thinking about it way too much.
I know, now that I'm putting my glass on it. Yeah.
Yeah, keep your glass on it so I don't have to see your their vile pee. All right, I'm just going to, here's what we're going to do. I'm going from 20 to number one.
And you have them all.
I have 9 of them, and then the other 11 I'll just, we'll listen to from the iTunes store.
Okay. All right.
All right. Now here's number 20. And look, don't at me. I didn't pick these.
And we will have, we'll know all these bands.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Okay, here we go.
Number 20.
Number 20. All right. Jitterbug. 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 You put the boom boom into my heart. You send my soul sky high when your loving starts. Jitterbug into my brain. Goes to bang, bang, bang till my feet do the same. But something's bugging me, something ain't right. My best friend told me what you did last night. You left me sleeping in my bed. I was dreaming, but I should have been with you instead. Wake me up before you go, go. Don't leave me hanging on like.
All right,
then.
Okay, I call bullshit on that already. Because right.
I was going to say, that's what we'll do next. You and I will vote whether that's an annoying song. And we both say no, it's not.
I say no. I say it's a good pop song. The annoying thing, and the thing that, this just came up with somebody because we were at, oh my God, we were at somebody's house. And the woman of the house, who had just had a baby, we went to go see the baby. And she's probably mid-30s. And they had a video channel on the TV that just kept going, going.
Okay.
And this came on, and she had never seen it.
She'd never seen it?
Never saw it.
How old's the husband?
I guess around the same age, late 30s.
Okay. How do you know young people?
She was a producer
okay.
on a show that I worked on.
All right.
And then, and so we go over there, and, you know, we say, hey, this was huge. Yeah. And we were like, oh, wow, look at that. And she goes, I've never seen this. This is crazy. And it's like, people used to think that guy was straight.
Yeah.
You know, the little shorts and George Michael.
The big pink sweatshirt.
Oh, man. And she goes, this is nuts. So this was on the brain.
That's
and then
be.
I went, you know what? The song, I didn't mind, but the jitterbug part of it, that's the annoying thing.
Okay.
And that's what, it makes no sense in the song, really.
Jitterbug.
Yeah. But, and I remember stopping the thing and going, why is jitterbug in this song, and why is the word said? Why is it
from the 30s?
Yes, it made no sense. Other with you take that out, it's just a fine 80s pop song.
Yeah, yeah. So we're both we say you are wrong, Rolling Stone. That is not an annoying song.
The only thing I will give them is the jitterbug part is,
but it doesn't
silly.
But it doesn't make the song annoying.
No, right. I think it's a decent pop song, catchy as hell.
All right, here's number 19.
19. Okay,
here we go. Come on, play, you son of a.
Yeah. Okay. Oh no. Closing time, right?
Yep. Semisonic.
Closing time. Open all the doors and let you out into the world. Closing time. Turn all of the lights on over every boy and every girl. Closing time. One last call for alcohol. So finish your whiskey or beer. Closing time. You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here.
And then it's gonna kick in.
I know.
Okay, yes or no?
Good 90s pop song. I'm sorry, and this is why I think they say it's annoying, because it was so overplayed, and there's not a bar around this country. As someone who has traveled around this country, there's probably another song in here that's probably going to come up, and I will say it's annoying only because it is, again, in every jukebox,
all right,
every bar, and people are sick of it.
The only thing I can think of that they say why this might be annoying is because they continue to say closing time.
Yeah.
But that's the name of the song.
Repetition will get on people's nerves.
But yeah, I agree with you. No, that's not an annoying song for me.
And a good, you know,
I liked
3-minute pop song band, semi-sonic.
I haven't heard it for so long. It was nice to hear.
Yeah. And their new album, which we played, I think, on was a couple of years ago, end of the year. Good. The guy can write.
Yeah.
Dan, I want to say Dan Wilson. But I think that's a comic.
I think it's Dan Wilson.
But it's, yeah, some decent Midwest Minnesota rock.
Yeah, yeah.
I got no problem with it.
All right.
Don't need to hear it again.
No.
which will be the case from all these. So a lot of these are just going to be suffered from their, they're just overplayed.
They're just
way
overplayed. Okay. And now, again, Mike and I didn't pick any songs. Like, if we really wanted to prepare, we could have each picked five annoying songs, but we didn't because we wanted to make it easy.
No preparation.
So this is song number 18 on Rolling Stone's list. At them. You can at Rolling Stone for these. Here we go.
She's into superstitions, black cats and voodoo dolls. I feel a premonition that girl's gonna make me fall. She's into new sensations, new kicks in the candlelight. She's got new addictions for every day and night. She'll make you take your clothes off and go dancing in the rain. She'll make you live a crazy life, or she'll take away your pain like a bullet to your brain. Upside, inside out, she's living la vida loca.
It's not
a hit song.
It's a hit song.
It's a hit song. I mean, you're...
I mean, I could only name one Ricky Martin song, and it's that one, and I like it. I know.
And this was huge, not just in all over the world. It's a
worldwide sensation.
I want to say
it's not annoying.
Came out during the World Cup at some point. No, he had that Cup of Life song. I think they did it to this. Well, I can't remember, but whatever it is. I've heard this all over the world.
Yeah.
And there's a reason it's popular. It is, it's good. I think it's a little anti-Ricky Martin backlash.
Yeah.
People may find him overexposed and annoying. But
it's not annoying.
No. Have you seen the new Menudo documentary?
No. Is it good?
No, I have not seen it, but I want to. I heard it. It's very good.
How many members have been in Menudo? Like 50, 60, 100?
It's been a lot.
Were you in Menudo? I think I was. I think I was for a brief.
When did they age out? I mean, it was like once they hit like 20 or something, they had to leave? Or
I think so.
Yeah.
You go into Menudo, you lie about your age. I'm 8.
Yeah, because Ricky was not an original member. He came later on.
Yeah. But probably the most successful member, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
What was I going to say? This would be a good Patreon topic for people to send me an annoying song. What they think is an annoying song. That would be good. All right. Here's number, I gotta get my numbers right. This is number 17.
17.
All right. So far, none of these are annoying, guys.
We've defended it.
We're fine. Right, that's In Sync with Bye Bye Bye. I'm going to go to Mike Siegel. Is that annoying?
No, I don't think it is.
I agree. It's not.
Yeah.
It's like it might be my favorite In Sync song.
And believe me, if that girl in her 30s heard you call this annoying, woo, she'd live for this.
Of course.
Know, this was the backlash of boy bands in the 90s that led to that big Woodstock 99 riot and everything like that because it pushed all that other that hard rock off the MTV and stuff like that. But
yep,
old white guys always hate boy bands because they're better looking and popular. And this is just BTS today or whatever it is. You know, it's the Osmonds.
That's what it is.
It's of its time and it was good. And that's, you know, how many professional songwriters put that thing together?
I know.
And it is a hit for a reason.
Let me see if I have that credit.
It's still in my head now.
In my metadata. One, two, that was written by just three people. Christian London, Jake Scholze, and Andreas Carlson. All right, now. So far.
And it had Justin Timberlake in it.
Jumper, and he's great.
He's great.
He's great. It's also got that Chris Kirkpatrick, and he's not good. All right, now, this next one.
Joey Fat One. Oh, was that Fatone?
Fatone. Fat One. All right, this is song number 16, and I actually had to jump up here about in the middle of the song because it's got a very, very long intro.
So oh, yeah.
Let's see where we're at.
Piano solo?
A little bit. I think that's Roy Bittan.
And some days it don't come easy. Oh. And some days it don't come hard. Some days it don't come at all. And these are the days that never end. And some nights you're breathing fire. And some nights you're carved in ice. Some nights you're like nothing I've ever seen before. Will again. And maybe I'm crazy. Oh, it's crazy and it's true.
I'm starting to get annoyed. Get to it. Get to wherever you're getting to.
I don't think we're going to get to it.
Holy shit. Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
So.
Which one is it? Is that?
I'd do anything for love, but I won't do that. Now, this is the album version, 12 minutes, 1 second.
Annoying. So, I'm putting that in, like, length will make something annoying.
Yes.
You say repetition will make it annoying, length will make it annoying.
Yeah. So for me, it's not annoying because I love that song so much. I really love it. I loved it when it came out.
Well, we disagree.
Yes, but we're split down the middle on that one.
Okay.
But I can also not argue, like I won't fight for it. You say it's annoying. I can see why you would think it's annoying. I can't fight you on it.
Length is another reason why I find, and I don't know if I'm giving anything away because I haven't seen the list, but something like American Pie, I will, because as soon as you hear those long, long time ago and you're in the bar, you're like, you roll your eyes and going, oh my God, we're in for 7 minutes of this. You know what I mean? It's just like, hey, come on, who put this on? It brings everything down. Mm-hmm. It just.
What's funny is I keep covering up the list over here. You can't see it.
Yeah, I'm blind in that
can't
eye.
Can't even see it. All right, so this is the first one where I have to go to the iTunes store to play it, so I don't know where they're going to drop us in at. Hopefully they drop us in near the chorus or somewhere.
Yeah, okay.
But this is song number 15. Let's find out.
Ooh, ee, ooh, ah, ah. Yep.
Once there was this girl who wouldn't go and change with the girls in the change room.
All I can listen to.
I can't take it. That is annoying.
Annoying.
I always described the song.
Hate it.
Remember as a kid, you would try to speak while breathing in?
Yes.
That's what it sounds like he's trying to do.
We didn't even get to the chorus because I can't get to it.
No.
It sucks.
That's a skip on any list.
Oh my God. So terrible. So
Crash
so
Test
terrible.
Dummies, right?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Canada.
Now, this is interesting. Song number 14, by the title, I don't even know it.
Okay.
And I don't know the band either.
Okay, maybe. Well,
so it might be one that we hear and we go, oh, yeah, I know the song.
Let me see if I play it and let me wonder if I know it.
All right, here we go.
Number 15, what are we? 14?
This is number 14.
14.
Band is Eiffel 65, and the song's called Blue. Yeah, this is annoying.
This is horrible.
This is fucking awful.
That's another thing that will make a song annoying. Auto-tune and a robotic kind of... If it's something that sounds like no human was involved in its making at all, yeah. that's something that'll get on your nerves.
That song's called Blue, and then in parentheses it says... Dabadi, and that's just what they were saying. Dabadi.
Yeah, it's not even words.
It's like the fucking Minions are singing it. Dabadi.
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 That's a pretty good Minion.
I can do a good Minion. My wife doesn't like it all the time.
Oh,
24/7. But yeah, I can do a Minion. Oh, no.
Well, of course she doesn't like it. She lives with the most annoying person we know.
This song is not in iTunes. This one.
And you don't have it.
No.
Is it another thing like that? Some crazy dance one-hit wonder?
The artist is called Rednecks.
Oh, it's Cotton Eye Joe, right?
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
Is it annoying?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes, it is.
I can't play it because it's not... Let me see if maybe... it's not in the iTunes store.
This is another one of those redneck jukebox bar... songs.
Oh, no, here it is. Oh, it came up. Okay, here we go. We've already said it's annoying.
Yeah.
I haven't heard it yet, though.
Oh. Yeah. You gotta get to the chorus, buddy. Cotton Eye Joe is an old Southern folk song that somebody decided to ruin.
I wonder. I have a feeling maybe there's a Springsteen version of Cotton Eye Joe, unfortunately.
And there's also a line dance that people do to it. So that's why people will put it on and insist that the DJ play it.
Oh my God.
I've seen them do this on cruise ships. And
You've seen a lot of stuff on cruise ships.
I've seen some things that, I can't. Erase from my mind.
Here's what happened with this list. The first four we gave a pass to, then we split on Meatloaf, and now we've had three major annoying songs in a row.
Yeah.
I mean, like, without a doubt, we were just like, no.
Okay, with never hearing again, ever.
Yep. All right.
Anything by Kiss in there?
No, nothing by Kiss. Nothing by Kiss.
What would you put there for Kiss if you had to pick one? I can't think of
Boy, I mean, there's annoying Kiss songs, but I mean...
I Was Made for Loving You, I don't need to hear ever again. Disco Kiss, I'll pass.
I'll
pass on Disco Kiss.
They should have just called that album Disco Kiss. All right.
Anything from The Elder?
I mean, there's annoying deep cuts that no one's ever
heard. Of course,
heard,
yeah.
But, I mean, look, I'm not a fan of Love Gun. I think that's just a shitty song.
Hey, when you played, those two albums... In the recent episode?
Yeah.
Oof.
Some rough
going. Some stink bombs on that one, boy.
Well, we had Kyle Hildreth there to not like any of it.
That's true.
All right. Here's one at number 12. Chumbawamba.
Chumbawamba.
Tub something.
It's a whiskey drink. It drinks a vodka drink.
You crank it up. I'll defend it. I'm okay with it.
I mean, it's not a song that I would play, but
I do own it.
But I don't mind. I
do
mind
have it.
Yeah. I mean, so I mean, I think it's kind of fun.
Yeah.
And I know, it has one some of those... layers too. Like when she says "Danny boy," that should be like jitterbug. But for some reason, it just goes.
Yeah.
I don't know. So we're saying no on that.
I'm going to say no.
All right. I agree. No. That didn't feel like it was
annoying. I don't run fleeing the room when it comes on. No.
No, it might even make you, if you're out of the bar drinking and it comes on, you might be happy about
it. When the chorus hits, people jump up and they love it.
Yeah. All right. Let me find this next one. This one I
Okay, now I'm hearing you type and the listener can hear you type.
Yeah.
That's what I mean. That's about this table.
I'm typing
it out. Listen to this, everybody.
What do you want? do you want me to do? Get a new table? This has been the table for a thousand episodes.
That's me putting my hand down.
You're tapping on it. You're not just putting your hand down. You're making noise. You're purposely making noise. Let me get my glasses. Oh, where's my pen? All right. This song, I know it, but I couldn't for the life of you sing it or anything. So here we go.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That one I thought would be on this list. So, and I'm right.
You're giving it yes, annoying?
Absolutely. Highly annoying. Again, you're back to the repetition, back to like robotic.
I'm a Barbie girl.
Yeah. It's for kids though.
Yeah.
But literally sound like it should be in a cartoon.
Fucking terrible.
The fact that it became a hit is pretty scary.
Me. It's killing me. And these songs, like when you go to the iTunes store, they're like the most purchased song.
Oh, yeah.
Like all the bars are filled the whole way over.
I never thought I'd miss the Archies, but I do.
All right. We are back to a song that I actually own in my iTunes. So here we go. So that does that mean that I don't think it's annoying? I don't know.
A second Meatloaf song.
It's not a second Meatloaf song. There could be other Meatloaf songs. Oh, sure. Here we go.
Oh, no.
Iconic artist. You know the song?
Yeah.
Oh, here we go.
No matter how hard I try, you keep pushing me aside and I can't break through. There's no talking to you.
Okay, this one I know I'm split on. I think it's a decent dance record.
Yeah, it's a song.
And it's
you
by Cher, that we like. But I know why it's annoying, and it's annoying to me is the auto-tune.
It's the auto-tune.
The auto-tune ruined it, and it dated it. It really dated the song. I mean,
and that's from 1998. But I feel like they did the auto-tune on purpose. It wasn't because Cher's vocal needed fixed.
No, I know.
They did it as part of the.
And I hate
song.
That effect. I hate that. I don't like when T-Pain does it. And I don't like when Cher does it. And I think you can do so much in the studio and make her sound good without having to do that. Because that's purposely making someone sound like a machine, which is, I don't know.
It's odd.
It's annoying. What's the word?
So
annoying.
So you're saying, yes, that's annoying.
It's a soft yes, but yeah.
Okay, and I'm saying
nothing against Cher, but it's the auto tune made it annoying.
I'm
otherwise,
saying no because
it's a decent
I don't
dance
mind
track.
It. I don't mind because it's a dance song. Like you, it's not. If you're at the club and that comes on, and you know how often we're at the club,
yeah. And if you're at the club, if Barbie Girl comes on, and probably people will run out.
I jump out the window.
I do some Cotton Eye Joe.
Oh my God, so many songs will make me leave the club.
Yeah, but the club is not a good barometer for Rolling Stone. Writers.
No, not at all.
So you're going to get some angry white guy stuff on this, and this is...
We have four definitive yeses, and then we have two splits, and then...
Okay.
Let's see. So let's see what we think of this one. This is song on the list. It's song number 9.
Ooh. We're into the top 10 now. Oh, the thong song. I like it when the beat goes.
It's like one of those videos they make on Saturday Night Live, one of those interstitial videos they make.
Yeah.
It's just
like Lonely Island came up with it.
Yeah, I hate it.
Yeah,
that's
I'm not
so
a fan
annoying.
Of the thong song.
No. It's so annoying to me.
Well, in that vein, I'm going to be interested to see if they give, if they say this one's on the list, but what's the take your clothes off? Who's the that guy?
R. Kelly?
No.
Up the River, buddy. 30 years. Not even enough. Fuck you, 30, R. Kelly.
What was his name? Ghislaine Maxwell or something? Gets 20.
Yeah.
Who's worse?
Look,
I don't know.
I mean, I thought she was going to like plea bargain and we were going to get some names. Like, I thought she was going to tell every name in that book.
Yeah.
Get a reduced sentence.
And where is it?
I know, right?
So then she get longer. I don't know.
I don't know either. Fuck those people.
We're looking for justice. This is a bad week to ask me.
That's true. And does Cisco have a career off of one song? Like, does he show up at Summerfest on one of package tours with Salt and Pepper, and he comes out and sings two songs, and that's one of them?
That's a living. You know what I mean? The Turtles have been doing it for 50 years.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, the Turtles have literally three songs.
Yes. And, you know, you can make an entire career out of one hit.
Look, I'll take one hit.
Yeah. Don McLean. Back to American Pie. Yeah. One song, 50 years.
He's a shitbag.
Of course.
All right. So that was a definitive. Now we have 1, 2, 3, or 5 definitives.
It's getting hot in here. So take off all your clothes. That right? Is that on the list?
Your version's annoying.
Yeah. Hot in Here by Nelly.
It's not on this list. So you can imagine what's
coming. The same group as Cisco.
It sure is.
It's not that far off.
Nope. All right. Here's one by some ladies.
Oh, here we go. Oh, is it Spice Girls? I'm guessing.
I don't know.
Yo, tell me what you want. So tell me what you want, what you really, really want. I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want. So tell me what you want, what you really, really want. I wanna really, really, really wanna zig a zig. If you want my future, forget my past. If you wanna get with me, better make it fast. Now don't go wasting my precious time. Get your act together, we could be just fine. I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want. No, tell me what you want, what you really, really want. I wanna really, really, really want.
I mean, if you wanna be my lover. I mean, there's a lot of good in it.
I'm going to have to go with the annoying on this one. I remember this came up on a shuffle on a 90s playlist that I had, and I hadn't heard it in years, and it just happened last week. And I decided, I didn't skip it. I'm going to give it a whirl. And boy, I couldn't make it.
All right.
But the rapping is bad on it.
Yeah, the tell you what I want is the part that really annoys me.
Yes.
So I'm with
you. So the chorus.
Yes.
So most of it. So you're with me, I think. It is annoying.
Who's your favorite Spice Girl?
Oh boy, yeah. I saw Ginger once at a on Runyon Canyon.
Really?
Yeah, she was living here for a little while and tiny, very small.
They're probably all super tiny.
Yeah, I think. I don't know. What was it? Scary was the
African American.
Yeah. No, yeah. Well, not American.
Oh, where's she from?
She's English.
Oh, you're right.
They're all English.
All right. Well, what do you?
They say black, and it's not a pejorative,
I guess.
I'll
say black then. Scary's my favorite.
Yeah. She was like Sporty was actually the most talented one, right? Huh. Posh was a prop.
Posh is a zero.
She did nothing.
She's zero.
Baby did nothing.
Yeah, Posh is a perfume box. Right. Zero. You remove her head, and there's perfume inside.
Sporty, I guess, was talented. She was
definitely athletic.
Yeah.
Definitely the most athletic.
But she actually had a little solo career.
I believe Scary Spice has... now, she's on America's Got Talent, right?
Yeah, she seemed to be the best singer,
too. She has a... she's the mom of one of Eddie Murphy's 10 kids. Yeah. All right.
And he gets a pass.
Well, he's got 10 kids, but, I mean, he's raising them.
Is he?
Why does he get a pass?
I don't know.
What did he do wrong?
I don't know.
He just has a lot of kids. Guy likes to... They have kids.
What was the name of the track on his his first album?
You're right. You're right. I can't even say it. We can't even say it. Okay. Now this song is not in the vein of a lot of these songs. This is like kind of its own thing.
Okay.
So let's find out what's going on with this.
Thank you.
Do you know it now?
Yes.
This guy was in the military. He's 17 years old, this song.
My life is brilliant.
Was he in the Panzer Division?
No, that's Panzer, isn't it?
That's where the joke is.
I know it's a joke. I laughed.
My life is brilliant. My love is pure.
It's pure.
I saw an angel.
And that's for sure.
She smiled at me on the subway.
That's all Siegel's impression. I gotta give him credit.
Another man.
Very good.
She was with another man.
I won't lose no sleep on that, cause I've got a plan. You're beautiful. You're beautiful. You're beautiful. It's true.
It's like a modern day Leo Sayer. He says fuck in this song too. There's an explicit version.
No,
he says,
really? Wow. Yeah, I'm going to go with annoying on that. It's mostly his singing voice and style.
Yeah, beautiful.
No, thank you. Pass.
Your impression's making me enjoy it.
All right.
I can't argue it, so it's going on the yes list. So we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 definitives. All right, and we're moving to song number 6. What time is it? 47 minutes. We're flying through these.
I got lunch. Okay. We got to eat lunch. I'm hungry.
Yeah, let's go get lunch. Maybe we can get Christy to go have lunch with us.
That would be great.
What if I said, maybe we can get Christy to buy us lunch.
Maybe she could hear that through the wall.
Of course she can.
That's good. Disturbing her work.
Yeah, I don't know about this. I don't know what's going to happen with this. But okay. Here we go.
What number are we on?
This is song number 6.
6.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Mambo number 5.
Oh.
That sounds like farting.
Yep.
I should have played the Kidz Bop version of all these songs.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Everybody in the car, so come on, let's ride to the liquor store around the corner. The boys say they want some gin and juice, but I really don't wanna be a buzz like I had last week. I must stay deep, cause talk is cheap. I like Angela, Pamela, Sandra, and Rita. And as I continue,
Rita,
you know, get sweeter. So what can I do? I really beg you, my lord. To me, flirting is just...
I mean, he's just counting and then naming...
We didn't get to the Mambo number 5.
He's still playing.
In the trumpet. A little bit of Monica in my life. A little bit of Erica by my side. A little bit of Rita's all I need.
I don't like that at all.
A little bit of Tina's what I see. A little bit of Sandra in the sun. A little bit
I haven't heard
of
it
Mary
so long.
All night long.
Am I annoyed yet?
A
I'm getting there.
A little bit of Jessica, here I am. A little bit of you makes me your man.
Yes.
Okay.
Because he's just counting and then naming girls' names and then rhyming something afterwards.
You know what? I was indifferent to it until I heard it. And now I'm annoyed. So yeah. I'm going to put it in there.
A little bit of Murray, he said yes. A little bit of Murray, he said maybe. A little bit of Murray, he said no.
A little bit of Mary, she said no way.
All right. I knew this band was going to be on the list. Because this band is forever a punchline.
There's one solo artist in that vein that we just heard that I'm wondering is going to be...
Well, we have
1, 2, 3, 4.
This is song number 5.
Does it be? How does Mambo number 5 not make number 5?
Yeah, was it number 6? They fucked up. Stupid Rolling Stone. Way to go, David Wilde.
Yeah.
Is it his fault?
No, oh, God.
Okay, here
Who
we
works
go.
There anymore?
I don't know. David Frick?
Every time I do, it makes me laugh. How did our eyes get so red?
Nickelback?
Yep.
What the hell is on Joey's head? This is where I grew up.
This is the one song of theirs I like. Because if Springsteen sings this, it's a hit. Well, this is a hit.
The second floor is hot for sneaking out. And this is where I went to school. Most of the time I'd better things to do. Criminal record says I've broken twice. I must have done it half a dozen times. I wonder if it's too late.
I mean, it's not a band I like, but are they unfairly a punchline?
I think so, and it's that really earnest singing, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah.
good chorus. If this was Bryan Adams in 1982, you'd love it.
You know what it is? It's a modern country song.
Yeah.
You know, if any country band does this, I mean, they got a hit.
Yeah. And this was a huge hit. But yeah, but
it's the same crowd. I mean, it's the same thing. Half of country songs are all about, remember that time? It's all looking backwards. So that's all this is. I mean, this is...
Yeah, you know, if Keith Urban sang this, no one would have a problem with it. I have to say no. It's not annoying.
Yeah, it's just Nickelback is a punching bag of all writers.
Yeah, they're just a punching bag, and they had to put it on the list because of that.
They had to put something on
there. Yeah, and there's...
And again, overplayed.
Yeah,
overplayed.
Way more annoying songs than that.
I like it? No, it's not my bag, but yeah, I think it's unfairly put on them. But yeah, give that to any country artist now.
Yeah, and they could have a hit with it today.
And they might. Somebody will do it.
Yep.
If they haven't already.
This one, this is interesting, this next one.
We know where it's going.
Let me get to the belting. Oh, the flute solo. Here we go. Gross. It's funny, I'm listening to My Heart Will Go On, love theme from Titanic. Christy walks through and her and Mike kiss. The music got to you, didn't it, Mike?
It did.
Okay,
it did.
First of all, I'm going to say this. Any song that in parentheses says love theme from a super popular movie, I mean, it's overplayed, but this isn't annoying. I mean, it's not a song that I go to or would listen to, and she's a powerhouse singer, but this isn't annoying.
It was overplayed because it was a gigantic worldwide hit for the biggest movie of
up until that point ever.
Oscar winning movie. So yes, and it's a victim of what I call what I'm calling right now the meatloaf syndrome, which is it's overly earnest, it's huge, big production, and grandiose. And so there's a backlash to that. It is huge. And she is in that Barbara Streisand category of over singing sometimes.
Yeah.
And it's overly big. But yeah, and again, too long.
Yeah, but it's not...
It's very long.
But it's because it's playing over the end credits of a movie, so it has to be long.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's not annoying.
So it suffers from its length and its bigness, but is it...
Wait, are you talking about my penis?
Yes. Yes. Very similar.
All right, so we both give it a no. It's not annoying.
Yes.
All right, song number three. We're almost done.
Almost done.
Here we go.
Gonna tell myself I'm a no get angry. Hey, yeah. Two Eddie cows calling them canine.
Hey, you know the song?
But they tell me, hey man, it's part of the party.
Is it from a dog movie?
A woman in front and a man behind.
It's coming up.
Oh yeah, okay. That's the thing. I didn't even know it had verses.
I didn't even know it did either. This is the only part I know.
Yeah.
But I have to say those verses were annoying.
Oh, yeah. Okay. The whole thing's annoying.
Okay. Yes. Two yeses.
Yeah. So that's a no-brainer.
All right. That
anything with barking is the chorus, then yeah. No.
Up there at number three. All right. I think definitely these last three are winners.
Okay.
As far as annoying.
There's two songs that have jumped into my head that if they're not on there, I would put them on there. We'll talk about it afterwards.
There's only two left.
Okay. Two? That was three. Okay.
Yeah, that was number three. There's the original version. I don't want to play a remix. That's not fair.
Can I guess?
Yeah. What do you think?
Hot, Hot, Hot.
By a Buster Poindexter?
Yes.
No.
Oh.
y en la jura de bandera del muchacho.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
From the film you starred in, yes. Godfather of Green Bay, a lot of the independent budget went to get this song.
And if you want to see me dance
the Macarena
in it with a mullet and a mustache.
Fake mustache? Did you grow that mustache?
Oh, no.
Did you grow that mullet?
No.
Good makeup, man. I thought it was yours.
Me and Tony Goldwyn dancing with this.
All right, I couldn't. That's an annoying.
That's
song.
Annoying. It's highly annoying.
Okay.
And let me tell you, when you're on a set dancing to it 20 times in a row, you're okay with never hearing it ever, ever again.
Yeah, like you would think, like, oh, we're on a movie set, we're having fun with this, and you'd think that
cut. We got to move
bring
this.
Up great memories, but it does not.
No, it does not. The shoot was fun. That yeah, no, that was
day
bad.
Was not good.
That was a tough one.
All right, now according to Rolling Stone, this next song.
Is the number one.
Is the number one most annoying song of all time.
Okay.
And I'm going to tell you something. You and I saw this band live.
Oh, wait a minute. We saw, how long ago? We saw this band live. So it's not Kiss.
No, it's not Kiss.
Fleetwood, not Fleetwood Mac, no.
I think it was around 2009 or 2010. We saw this band in the opening slot.
Oh.
Okay, I'm gonna play it. You ready?
Okay.
Here we go.
Got me wearing fly, girl, I ain't asking. They say they love my ass. And seven jeans, true religion. I say no, but they keep giving. So I keep on taking. And no, I ain't taking. We can keep on dating. I keep on demonstrating my love.
Love.
My love, my love, my love. You love my lady love.
Open for U2 on the 360 tour.
Oh my God. Yes.
At the Rose Bowl. When Mike decided he wouldn't bring a jacket.
And you're obsessed with the fact
that
I didn't have a jacket.
Don't know how you weren't freezing your ass off. Maybe because
alcohol.
Oh, okay. All right.
That helps. Okay, my humps. That was number one, huh?
Yeah, that's a yes from me.
Okay, there was two that I can't believe.
Okay,
that's
is that a yes
from me. Yeah,
okay,
that's
so
very
we have
annoying.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 definitives. Out of those 11, what's your number one?
Oh, I can't remember all the 11, but maybe the Cotton Eye Joe. That was a bad
Cotton
one.
Cotton Eye Joe's pretty bad.
Barbie Girl.
Barbie Girl's bad. Crash Test Dummies is bad.
Crash Test Dummies really gets me.
And what about you, James Blunt? What do you think?
It's kind of like a
pan flute.
No, Adam Sandler.
Yes.
How beautiful.
What? All right. So, what songs do you want to add to your personal list?
Personal list. Well, Hot, 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 Buster Poindexter. Well, I'm surprised it didn't make it. But number one on mine that I flip out whenever it comes on is Three Non Blondes.
Oh, yeah. A lot of people don't like that song. Oh,
man. That one gets me.
What's going on?
Yeah.
Why don't you like
and
it?
And I say, hey,
yeah, we
again,
had
another on every jukebox and some idiot plays it. And
I forget what it was a category for one of the Patreon episodes. And I can remember from Florida, Andy Solom, he had that on his list. It's like, I don't know what the category was, the topic was, but yeah, he hated it. He hates it.
I flee from when that comes on. It's like, I'm going to have to walk out. I'm going to have to step out of the room.
I don't know why I don't mind that song, but I can't argue with you.
Oof.
And Buster Poindexter, isn't that just a fun song? Feeling hot, hot, hot.
Again, I think it's overplayed. And that's one of those that, especially if you're ever worked the Caribbean or on a cruise ship, I'm good with never hearing that again.
What about Bruno's Respect Yourself? What about that one?
I don't think I've heard that one. I must have heard that one.
You know, it's Bruce Willis's character.
Oh, yeah,
Bruno.
Okay. We don't count that as a real song, do we?
He certainly does.
Of course he does.
Oh, my God.
No, that's terrible.
He would.
A bad version of a song. I mean, it's a good song with a bad version. So that's, no, I don't. Oh, the
top 100 in 1987.
That 80s production.
So bad.
Those fake horns.
But I love Moonlighting so much, I immediately bought this album. I saw my
you
man.
You were the guy.
Yeah, it turns out I like, I used to always say like, I love Bruce Willis, but I don't really love Bruce Willis. I love Die Hard.
Of course.
And so.
This is right up there with the Don Johnson album.
Heartbeat?
The Swayze album.
You don't like the Heartbeat? I don't know if Swayze had an album. I just think he
had. Just the single?
Just the single. She's Like the Wind. I'm surprised that he didn't release an album.
Rob Lowe talks about that in his book because, you know, they did The Outsiders. And meeting him for the first time, meeting Swayze, he talks about for the first time. He said it was, it's hilarious, the stuff he talks about.
He's an intense dude, right?
Yeah. And, but they also worked together like two movies later for Youngblood, where they played ice hockey
skating. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he kept trying to get this song he was working on. And Swayze was wanting to get this song on the soundtrack. And he was asking everybody and they were all humoring him like, yeah, okay, whatever. So and later
he got it on
Dirty Dancing. And it became a gigantic hit. Yeah. Don Johnson?
Yes.
Oh, boy.
I think like everyone plays in this album, too, because he called in all of the favors.
Yeah.
I mean, you and I did Sing Like You Can Act. Was that one of our... We did...
Yeah, I think
we did Actors That Sing.
Sure.
All right. Well, look. Let's end it. We're at 1 hour and 2 minutes.
That's a little morsel for people.
A little more, but it's a regular episode.
It's great.
But we jammed these songs through. You were funny.
Plenty, except talking about my eye. I brought everybody down, though.
No, because now everyone's going to send, what do they call it? Good vibes through the air.
Yeah, I'll take it.
Virtual hugs.
Thoughts and prayers, I think they call it.
Those work.
They work.
They work.
Much better than funding.
And oh my God, do I even have a playout song? I don't even know.
How about Three Non-Blondes?
Oh, all right. And I dedicate it to Andy Solem.
Oh,
Mike, where can people find you?
They can find me at funnymike.com
and at the eye doctor.
Yeah, Travel Tales Podcast on Instagram, Travel Tales Pod on Twitter, Funny Mike on Twitter, which I don't really do that much.
Yeah, well, you were trying to write like a joke a day, and it was really fun.
That was when it started out, but then...
Why don't you get back to that?
Why am I giving away humor to people on a platform I don't like?
But aren't there some jokes that you come up with that don't work in your act?
Yeah, but you know what? I don't care anymore. So maybe that's what happened. I stopped caring about getting likes, which much to the dismay of my representation. But I guess that's what you got to do now.
Do you know what that Four Non-Blondes song is called? Because it's...
What's...
Do you know what the song is called? It's from the album...
What's Going On, isn't it? What's Up.
It's called What's Up. Yeah, thank you, Christy.
Thank you, Christy.
Christy just popped in like she's popping out of a window and laughing.
Thanks, Joanne Worley.
All right. We are at Rock Solid Show on Twitter, and go to Facebook and find us, and go to iTunes and write a review, and go to this thing called Good Pods and subscribe there, because apparently you'll go up in some numbers. I see some other podcasts that I feel that aren't as popular as mine, and they're up there pretty high. So let's help us out on Good Pods. And for Mike Siegel and Andy Solem, please enjoy Four Non-Blondes. What's Up? Thank you, Mike.
Thanks.
You, it's a seagull stinkeroo.
25 years and my life is still trying to get up that great big hill of hope for a destination. I realized quickly when I knew I should that the world was made up of this brotherhood of man. Or whatever that means. Into a crescent.